This is Shakshuka, written by Sassafrasa and read by Flower Parish. This is a The Queen's Thief fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Kamet/Costas. Summary. Costas has a fluid notion of what home means to him. Costas looks up when the door opens, a smile already on his lips. He can't help it. Kamet bustles in against the wind, wrapped head to toe in his cloak and swearing under his breath. When the door closes, he shivers visibly for a moment before straightening, pushing back his hood and shaking out his damp hair. "Ah," Kamet says, surprised. "You're still awake." He's always surprised when Costas waits up for him. Costas grins, just watching. He'd been darning Kamet's tunic by candlelight and has utterly forgotten about the work. "Welcome home," he says when he thinks of it, after Kamet has shucked his cloak and started poking at the pan sitting on the small stove. Costas doesn't often think of the little cottage as home, but when Kamet is there, it's hard to think otherwise. Home is where his king is, where his best friend is. Wherever Kamet is, Costas is adaptable that way. "You made shakshuka," Kamet says in delight, shuffling the pan closer. It's been quietly simmering away for an age, slowly filling the room with the savory scent of eggs and onion, bright spices, and rich red sauce. I tried, Costas says. It's not a hard dish, Kamet's shown him a dozen times, but he's not very good at cooking in general. Burnt rat had been something of a specialty for him. "It smells good." Kamet serves himself and, still shivering with residual cold, settles in at the table next to the fire, next to Costas. Costas can feel the cold radiating from him, but holds himself still. Costas has always run hot, and Kamet seems to always be cold in any climate but the desert. He looks back down at his darning and slips the needle into the weave as Kamet settles, his arm just barely pressed against Costas's. It takes another moment, both of them waiting, before Kamet turns on the bench and lays a slim hand over Costas's forearm. "Thank you for cooking," Kamet says, when Costas turns to him. He leans in and kisses the corner of Costas's mouth, his lips chapped with cold and almost hesitant, where they alight on Costas's skin. Costas breathes, a hazy warmth settling over him. He'd hoped, but never wants to expect. Kamet's kiss softens within a moment as Costas leans in and kisses him back. Yes, this is what home could be. The end.